listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, coming at you in prime time late on this Monday evening, October 3rd, 2022, folks, here. And we're winding down already here the year of 2022, and we're in the beginning of August, and fall is officially here. Even though you're getting them fall cool early morning temps, you're still getting that heat in the afternoon there. So speaking of heat, the K-State volleyball team folks took care of business in sweeping Iowa State on Sunday afternoon. This past Sunday afternoon, as we record this on Monday night, 3-0 led by superstar freshman Shaylee Myers, 17 kills, which was a match high. And K-State, of course, had 11 aces along with that 3-0. And K-State, more importantly, gets on the board, as we talked about numerous times last week on this podcast, whether it was a weekly or a daily edition of the podcast. Big 12 play, first win for Susie Fritz's club in Big 12 play. Comes in at home, Bramlage College, seeing the sets 25-18 in set one, and then a nail-biter in set two, 26-24, and then 25-20 to complete the sweep there as well. Myers here, again, Myers also added in, well, actually, it went with the 17 kills, but 9 kills in the third set alone, and she finished the match with a 311 hitting percentage there. Sydney Boulding, senior, also 500 pace and recording 10 kills as well. Sydney also pitched in 4 aces to match her career high to help the Cats get on the board. And more importantly, as well as get on the board in Big 12 play, folks, snap a 4-match losing streak there as well. Cats 11 aces marked the 6th time this year, which they had produced double-digit aces, one shy of the program's rally scoring record of 7, going back to 2007 there as well. Iowa State did drop here. I want to make sure that is right here. Iowa State did drop to 9-7 there as well here. Don't have the K-State record on here, but I believe that is, if my memory is correct there. Now, with that win, they were 9-6. That is now 10-6 now for K-State. Yeah, Iowa State drops to 9-7 overall. K-State volleyball, 10-6. 1-2 in Big 12 play. Susie Fritz, after the match, quote, "It feels great. I am really proud of them. We had a little gauntlet of top 25 teams that we had to roll through a little bit by design. We felt like we wanted to test ourselves and get ourselves prepared for a Big 12 level competition. And then we hit Tech at Tech, who I think is going to have a very good year in the league, but a disappointing performance on our part back on Wednesday night. So to be able to show some resilience, bounce back, and play well against a good Iowa State team that's coming off a win over Baylor. This is what Big 12 looks like. So you've got to be able to bring it every night. I'm pretty proud of them." And as she goes on to say, quote, "Early in the match in particular, that was the difference. Serve and pass. I thought we attacked them from the service line and made it a big difference there." And then, of course, she ends with this. She quote from Coach Fritz, "Boulding just continues to do what Boulding does." She's really productive right now. "I thought Elena Baca, Mac Morris, Molly Ramsey in the back row really stood out. You can't kill the balls in transition unless you can dig them. Being able to connect those touches, go from products touch, and then to convert those for points felt really good in point." And I want to go back. Mac Morris is Mackenzie Morris there, the 1,000 dig stud. Who just joined the talent, who just joined the 1,000 dig club last week or 2 weeks ago, somewhere in there. Again, all these podcasts are starting to mesh well together, but Mackenzie Morris won the key clog for that offense for K-State there. And I want to go back to what Susie Fred said about Big 12 competition. You see there's a theme going on, K-State Nation. You very well know this. Even a random Big 12 fan will pick this up as well. No matter if it's volleyball, football, basketball, the competition in this conference is high level. High level, especially in football this year, where you got KU undefeated at 5-0 and it's ranked 19th. There, that's a perfect example right there. KU's no slouch this year. And yeah, spoiler alert, if you've been living sleeping for a long time, well then you missed out on this. KU Lawrence for the first time in Kansas football history hosting College Game Day. So they've been wanting that since they got 3-0. They got the spot. More on the football side later this week. But I just wanted to bring that up. Obviously, basketball is another perfect example of that. Women's in the men's side, tough competition from top to bottom, and that's what you're gonna get every night. And Sue Fritz pretty much again brought the competition of this conference up once again. So I wanted to highlight that as well. But this is a big win for this volleyball team moving forward. Obviously, you know, you want the design bigger with good out of Big 12 competition, bigger opponents. You want to prepare yourselves, and that's not bad either. Hey, I don't blame her for that one bit. You want to toughen up for Big 12 play, so you want to benefit from that. So hopefully this win, we can start seeing the benefits from that as well. Katie Fernholz was on the line. When she was on the front line, she had 5 blocks in there. And, of course, Shaney Myers, who I mentioned at the top of this podcast, added 3 as well. K-State hit 243 as a team, 43 total kills, 15 errors, 115 attacks there. Iowa State on the other end hit 248. They were 39 kills, 11 errors, and 113 swings there as well. We already mentioned Shaylee Myers, who continues to be an absolute stud for this team. And remember, she's only a freshman there as well. Mackenzie Moore, speaking of her, match high, 22 digs, and has registered 20 or more digs in 4 of her last 5 outings there. Very, very impressive there as well. Now Wildcats now bump up to 500 against the Cyclones at home, whether it's Ahern or Bramlage as well. K-State has won 3 of the last 4 in this series, including now back-to-back sweeps in there as well. And the Wildcats are 7-1 in 3 set matches this year. Their most straight sets victories since 8 back in 2018. And you go back to that one loss that was getting swept not too long ago against Texas Tech back on Wednesday. Last Wednesday, I should say, there as well here. Let's see. Elena Baca, 6 kills, 1 block here. Katie Fornhart's total of 6 blocks. No, 6 kills, excuse me, and 5 blocks there as well. Next match for this K-State team is this upcoming Wednesday, where they're going to be taking on the road at West Virginia at 5 Central Time there. As Big 12 Now and ESPN Plus will carry that game. Rob Broker, of course, will have this ball game on News Radio KMAN, which is 1350 on the AM station, 93.3 on the FM station there. That's 5 o'clock Central Time. The first set probably start a little bit after 5 there, as well as K-State looking to get another win to even their Big 12 conference record. But for right now, K-State off the snide, 10-6 now overall, 1-2 in Big 12 play. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it for this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, daily edition of PPBD edition of the show. Remember, we're going to have 1 weekly this week, which will be coming out on Friday. And stay tuned. I'll have a reaction from Saturday's game, probably coming up on Wednesday night. Might be a weekly. Maybe not. So we'll see what happens. Might be a weekly anyways on that, as I get my reaction to the Texas Tech victory for the K-State football team last week there. And they prepare for prime time at Iowa State. That's always a scene there. You got to go there at night under lights at Ames. And last time we were there, we got blown out. So that is to keep in mind for Chris Klieman's guys heading up there. And you know, We need a road where the visit team's ranked. Ames, Iowa, probably. I've been there before, but it was a day game. But at night, it's just a different atmosphere. And I've seen it, not in person, but when it comes, I've been in Ames. I called a game in Ames, Color, actually. I think it was 11 a.m. slot there. So I did not experience the nighttime, which Iowa State is known for pulling off big upsets. So K-State is definitely need to be upset alert in this game. They better come up there, guns blazing. But the last time we were on the road, though, we know what happened. We knocked off Oklahoma, upset Oklahoma, with the Adrian Martinez game there. That episode of the Weekly is out now wherever you get your podcast. In the Purple Project Podcast. In the Purple Project Podcast archive has all the episodes, whether it's weekly, dailies, anything like that. You want to get caught up on K-State sports, Triple P is the place to do it, folks. So make sure, K-State Nation, you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. So much more. We'll look ahead to Iowa State later on in the week. You'll have my reaction in the middle of the week to this Tech game, and as well as go around the horn concerning the Big 12. And boy, I already talked about KU already on this postcast. This is not a KU postcast, but had to bring that up. OU going the wrong direction. So much more coming up this week, so you want to stay tuned for that. But K-State volleyball takes care of Iowa State in a sweep, 3-0 in Bramlage over the weekend. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the PPBD.